Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he gathers. And I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrew.
Tennessee.
I am a Hebrew, born in Arkansas.
I am a Hebrew. I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew. I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew です。日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea. Nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Way.
We are Hebrew.
Hello, my sister.
Shalom, shalom, my sisters. Bless you to everyone listening. Foe, friends, hallelujah. We, chair, thank you. Thank you for your time. Hallelujah. I pray that all is very indicted and encouraged in a good matter. We are very well fed. I give glory and honor to the Most High Yahweh for tonight's show. My name is Ashley Bell. I'm bought and paid for purchase possession of Jesus the Christ, my Messiah. I'm a friend and sister to some. Hallelujah. And a mother. Hallelujah. I pray that you can hear my voice. I ask that you would give me some tens in the sound room, sound chat. If you can hear me, let me know. Sister Sakina has always got my back and watching for any of your communication throughout the night. Thank you, Brother Ugly, and everyone who helps out on Deacon Bell's show and all the other, what do they call those, moderators. Thank you to everyone who moderates. Bless y'all. Let's go to Mother Jennifer, my mother, my honorable mother. Hallelujah, worthy of double honor. Thank you for your labor, your mind, your commitment, your zeal, your love, and your family. And I mean it with all my heart, Mother Jennifer. Can you hear me? And give us a sound check.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley, I hear you very well and bless you and thank you so much for
allowing me to be a part of this broadcast. It's really good to be here, and blessings to you all, daughters of Zion. I pray that you all can hear me. I can hear you very well, Sister Ashley, and I think we can move forward.
Hallelujah. Bless y'all. Bless y'all. Thank you for the tens. Hey, you know, I have been sitting in this chair long enough to see many disappear from the chat and then many pop up again. Hallelujah. Or I shouldn't say pop up again. I should say new names. Sister Maya, bless you, all of the family in the Philippines and everyone who decides to wake up or keep themselves up at odd hours of the morning, noon, and night just to tune in to us or Pastor Dow. Thank you for your offerings, everything you do for Straightway, every one of you who are wholeheartedly committed to this vision, that are knitting yourself together with the nucleus and the core, hallelujah, that is rooted and grounded in the foundation of Jesus Christ. I've had a lot of things just really burning in my spirit this week, and I'm sure if you all are, if you have the fire shut up in your bones like I do, not walking in the flesh, I pray that you also have been fired up. Yeah, I was doing mighty things. I got a lot of things for tonight. I got a lot of clips. I got questions for Mother Jennifer. I got topics I want to discuss. I got Nadia reaching over my paper, trying to sneak and get a pencil. She didn't think I would say it. Hey, who's here tonight? A whopping 3 people. Can I get a shalom? Hallelujah. Yes, yeah, sounds like 8, right? Y'all wouldn't know. Hallelujah. Let's give honor, praise, and glory to the Most High Yah. Father, I thank you so much that I am rooted and grounded in full faith and belief that I am following a man of Yah, the man of Yah, and that I'm going to the kingdom as he is. My foundation is not shaking. It is not wavering. It is not being moved by the deception that is sweeping over the people of this earth. And I bless your holy name. I bless your holy name. I thank you for everyone in this chat, Father, who have made it year after year. You're the keeper of souls. Hallelujah. And this is a war for souls. Blessed be the Most High Yah's name for my husband, Deacon Bell. Can't say enough of his commitment, just how his meekness, you know, his meekness, his Christ-like behavior in nature at all times, his endurance, his love, his unwavering love for his family, all his family, not just us under his roof. Hallelujah. I thank him so much. I thank him for supporting the men of the ministry, because I really don't know. I've never had the challenge of having a man that don't support the men. I've never had that. I've never had that battle, ever, not one time. Never had to hear one single thing hit my ears to make me even question the men that are leading my soul eternally. I know everybody don't share that testimony, so stay on your knees. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Most High Yah's name for every woman who was seeking to be holy, who was not fooled by the manifested world amongst us, and who was not fooled by the deception. Hallelujah, that's manifest. Hey, tonight, just like any other time you ever hear Straightway, even you hear the music pop off on any show, you will have an opportunity to be offended. Myself included. And you hear Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, and everything kick off on the Sabbath all the way through the week. You click on a video, you got an opportunity to be offended. But you got an opportunity to be sharpened and change and bring forth great fruit too. That's the sword dividing the bone and the marrow and the word and the spirit. It's going to do what it's supposed to do. I bless the Most High Yah for it, y'all. I'm thankful for where I'm at with my love for the Father. I'm thankful for a peace of mind that nobody and nothing can take from me. This world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. That angers people. That angers spirits. When you trust and have hope and faith and belief in the Most High Yah, that pisses Satan off. Hallelujah. I pray that you all have the same testimony, that you are not wavering. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of things. I pray that with all these things I have rolling in my spirit and my mind, that I'm able to put it in a way you understand. I would never intend on confusing you or even speaking too fast. And I pray that Mother Jennifer always brings the balance. Mother Jennifer, Who's on your heart? Give your acknowledgments, please, my mother. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I want to first acknowledge the Most High Yah for his faithfulness towards myself, and not only myself, but to his people. You know, I continually see him working in the lives of not only me, but the lives of others. And there's no doubt that he is keeping us. It's because of his spirit that thrives in us that we are still here together, dwelling together the way that he intended it. For his loving commitment towards us, the fact that he never breaks covenant with us, and he shows us through his love how to continue to keep covenant with him and how to continue to keep covenant with each other. I want to acknowledge my head, Elder Rufus, for being such a sound, sane leader. Again, I know I say this a lot, but, you know, there's so much uncertainty in this world, so much uncertainty all around us, and it is a privilege for me to have a stable man to be able to look in his eyes and to be able to just really hear his voice and to hear what he teaches us, his family, and understand that he's a man of stability, a man of strength, a man of honor, a man of integrity, a man who loves the Most High Yah, and a man who will always love and support our shepherd, Pastor Dow. And for our shepherd, I want to acknowledge the level of love that our shepherd shows. You know, he's a man who continues to love in spite of being rejected by many. I've been in this ministry for about 11 years now, and I have seen people come and go. I've seen people disrespect our shepherd. I've seen people reject the word of Yah being delivered by the man of Yah, and he still continues to love as if nothing has ever happened. He starts everyone off with a clean slate, and when you repent, you get another clean slate. And so I've never seen love on that level. To not be moved by the opinions of others, it just really shows a true relationship with the Most High Yah. So bless you, Pastor Dow, and blessings to your wives for the examples that they follow. And I want to send a shout-out to Mama Nelly, because the video that Pastor and Mama Nelly did just really blessed me, her breaking down the definition of a weaker vessel. And just really bringing it in another light was, I know it blessed the daughters of Zion. So bless you, Mama Nelly. And that's all I have, Sister Ashley.
Well said, Mama Nelly. I don't mind being weaker. I don't mind knowing my weaknesses and avoiding things that would tempt me outside of my weaknesses. So thank you. Yes, thank you. And we got an email. Do we have any announcements from my audience? What's going on? What's up and coming? Hallelujah. Anything? And it's quiet crickets. No announcements. Mother Jennifer, let's jump to an email real quick. Let's give Yah the praise for a sister's testimony. Go ahead, pull one out.
Hallelujah. She says, bless you all. I have had lots of hair fall for years when I washed my hair. I thought it was due to getting older or possibly using the wrong products on my hair. A while back, I switched to an all-natural shampoo bar and conditioner, and it did help, but I ran out. So I've been dealing with more shedding again. After hearing the testimony of my sister, bless her for sharing that, I repented for envy of the righteous. And I also did self-deliverance. I washed my hair this morning with significantly less shedding. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful and thankful. Glory to the King. Much love and peace to you. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Yes, beautiful. Hey, Sister Sakina, can you pull out that shofar? We're going to blow it for our sister, getting answers, getting changes, and the fruits of the Most High Yah in her life. Go ahead, hit it. Yes, yeah. Hey, I don't know which way we're going to go. I know we're going to talk about offense, I know we will. I got some clips about being offended. I'm not really sure if everyone is mindful of how powerful an offense is. The power of its persuasion. And as a warrior, a soldier, you have to learn your own strategy to guard yourself from offense because, whoa, the offense will come, right? And your resistance has to be on point, okay? That's, I don't know how to teach it or talk about it, Mother Jennifer, but let's go there first. How do you guard from offense?
Sister Ashley, I think it's interesting how much we talk about offense to women because women are the weaker vessel, you know, meaning that they're more wicked. You know, there's more wickedness in them, and they're more prone to fall, to be tempted by things than the men. So to really guard yourself, you have to first and foremost have, you know, love in your heart. You have to have the word in your heart, and you have to meditate on the word. And so when something is coming up to offend you, you know, there's always, I say this to women when I'm talking to them, there's always a split second. There's always a moment when the Holy Spirit is, you know, really trying to get you to understand something. So if something comes my way, something comes to me, a moment to be tempted, there's always like a, I explain it as like a slight silence. There's a slight silence, and there's a decision that has to be made. Am I going to choose to dwell on what was just said or what was just done? Am I going to choose to dwell on this negative thought that I have in my mind, or am I going to just move on? You know, am I going to choose to be offended, or am I going to choose to move on as if nothing has happened? Because a lot of times you will create offenses in your heart, and they've come from nowhere but yourself. They've come from these wicked spirits that's ministered to you. So you create them, but you have to listen to, you know, the Holy Spirit. You have to just pause instead of being so in a rush to draw these conclusions that are just immature. So what I do, Sister Ashley, I pause a lot. I wait before I speak, and I think about what would love do, you know? Love is patient, okay? I need to be patient. I need to sit back for a minute and really see what this is instead of being so hasty. You know, I go through all the characteristics of love, that it doesn't keep a record of wrongs. Am I going to hold this record of wrongs in my heart? And I think when you go through the attributes of love, it really keeps you sober. I know I probably gave you a little more than what you wanted, but I hope I answered your question.
You did. There is a link, Chef's looking for it right now, Jordan Selmy posted, called Repent for Your Thoughts. It was a little clip from Pastor Dow. Just let me drop that little nugget in your mind, hoping that you are repenting for your thoughts. If I may explain something that's very imperative for your soul and the keeping of your soul for the remainder of your time and hopefully life at this ministry. Micah 3:8 says, truly I am full of power by the Spirit of Yah, and of judgment, and of might, okay? Well, let's speak about shepherd just for a second, Pastor. Micah said that he was full of power by the Spirit of the Most High, and he was full of the power of judgment, and he was full of the power of might. And because of that fullness, or because of that power manifested in his flesh, he was also able to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to declare unto Israel their sin. When you come into the ministry, your transgression and your sin is in question. It will be declared. It will be judged by the power and the Spirit of the Most High Yah. In you, around you, ministered to you, in front of you, beside you, you're not going to escape. Remember in the beginning, the woman was deceived by transgression. We're going to talk about transgression tonight. And what sounds like the same one man, one band, banjo is pass it out. But I'm going to try to help you in your faith for just a moment establish a foundation that you need mentally in order to not be deceived going forward. There is great deception working in the earth. Great deception. You build your foundation of this ministry. When you come in, you build your foundation on the idea that you are putting your trust and belief that the man of Yah is representing Jesus Christ and the message, the gospel, the truth, salvation. If you do not have that belief, if you do not have that foundation, if you waver from that at all, you will waver and transgress or leave. You will leave. He is the most accused, the most rejected, the most in question, the most judged, criticized man. And that alone is the fruit that bears witness of our people and what we do to the men of Yah. He has been left and forsaken more than us all. If you've ever been betrayed, if you've ever been hurt, he the more. He doesn't need me to come on here and back him up this way. What I'm saying to you and each of you is, it is so important that you repent for the very thoughts that oppose him. Why? Why is it important? Why is it important, Mother Jennifer? You answer it.
Sister Ashley, it's important because if you don't deal with those thoughts, they will eventually continue to grow. It's just like it's leaven. You know, the leaven is going to continue to grow, and it'll grow more and more and more and more. And one offense will start off, it may seem so small and so tiny, and then you get to a point where these offenses continue to add up, and you will cross the path of someone else who's offended, and your offense is going to increase, and you will share the same offense that they have, you know, and you'll be offended together. But what you don't understand is that you're bringing death upon yourself. You know, if you're offended at anyone, you're bringing death upon yourself when you don't deal with it. So it is important. It is very important to repent of those thoughts before they run rampant, before they get out of control. You know, we're all going to be tempted to be offended. But the question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to allow the offense to dwell in you, to fester in you, and to continue to grow in your heart? Are you going to allow that fence to spread to someone else, you know, so that you can offend someone else and cause them to fall, cause them to stumble? And this is why it's so important to deal with it right away. Sister Ashley?
It is, and some of you in a very, very fearful way are not dealing with your heart towards the man of Yah. And you will be dealt with, believe me. We believe that our sin is hidden. We believe it's in the dark. We believe it's not known. We believe that others don't see. Here at this ministry, a multitude of sin is covered. It is covered by the love and prayers of the intercessors. Now I'm going to play a clip called, or from a teaching called Offended from 2020. And I'm amazed at the power of offense. I've been snared by it before. Not even wanting it. Y'all have heard some of my stories. Don't tell me that some of you ain't offended when I see it in you. You see it sweep. I mean, the Father sending forth his sickle and literally going to harvest and bundle the tares. And you will be found amongst them if you don't deal with what you have in your heart against the man of Yah. The dishonor is so manifest, you feel it in the atmosphere. And imagine being the man that represents the man, Jesus Christ, and having to walk about with that form of dishonor because you're against how he said it, how this looks, how that looks, how she looks, how his family looks, how his son looks, with the criticism and judgmentalism of tearing down his flesh, or whatever susceptible way that Satan is ministering to you. Your strength is small. I have been through things that would floor you and take you out. Take you out. Let's go to the clip, Mother Jennifer. You ready?
I'm ready, Sister Ashley.
Offended. All because two people are holding their position, which neither one of them.
All right. He starts off by saying offended because two people hold their position, right? Isn't that what we do? An offense. You think one way, the other thinks another, and nobody's bending, all right? This is as loud as it'll go, so I hope you can hear. Give me sound checks, please. Here we go.
This is really don't mean shit. But the pride of us just stands up on the inside and reeks. Like I said before, when I rebuke you, when I'm rebuking somebody else, it's all fine and good. Amen, Pastor, that's right. When you get to you, all of a sudden I'm wrong. No, if I was right over here, I'm still right over here. You tell me how in the hell we're going to go on to perfection when you can't receive open rebuke. Don't the Bible say open rebuke is better than secret love? Now let me go back to my favorite passages of scripture I always quote. Man should not live by, but by that proceed forth. So what's wrong with that? But then when that word comes, all of a sudden, we live by emotions. We live by our feelings. Isn't that right? Now, how are you going to uproot your whole family, move all the way down from Vermont to Tompkinsville, and then when the shepherd comes up, and then all of a sudden, there's 2-3 weeks running, you don't come to service?
Paul, a couple of different things. If you're not following us closely, if you haven't been, or, you know, if you haven't even heard this show before, catch you up real quick. Had a man bring his family all the way down from Vermont, moved here to be a part of us, never even made it to a service, and forsook us, that he had never really joined to, for an offense. So that's what he mentions here. All right, back to the clip.
I'm healing.
I'm missing service, he says, because I'm at home healing. I got this going on. How many times have you heard Shepherd deal directly with the accountability of the saints on the Sabbath day? He dealt with it back to back to back to back. I mean, it's been the same. He's been saying, blowing the same shofar since I met him.
Well, damn, I'm offended that you are offended. Suppose if I take the rest of the year and go over in the corner and heal, would that be all right with y'all? I need time to heal. Because your little sorry feelings mean more to you than the word of God.
Let's pause for a second. Once again, bring in Pastor up. Forget for a moment that you even know him or that you've even met him. Just for a moment, I'm just talking about a man. Do you know how much self-control that it actually takes to be in constant affliction by the people that you love? To continue to administer a word to draw them closer unto the Father, to take as many hits and as many stones as he takes, but yet weekly and even yearly and monthly standing before you, when there's a direct attack against his own identity. Now, if I were to come to you and say, just as some of you Hebrews have experienced, you are not the people of the book, you are not this, you are not that, you're not deserving or worthy, you don't get your 40 acres and a mule, you ain't shit. You don't get your degrees and your diplomas and your money and your paycheck like the white man does. I'm just giving that as an example. What does it feel like when someone comes against your self-identity? And for the rest of your life, you're trying to fight for that identity that has been taken from you. You don't know who you really are. You're trying to believe and hope for it. Now look over here at this man that I speak of that has to take hits continually upon his self-identity. And it's not in question. Who he is not in question. His strength is not in question. The power and the might that he's given is not in question. The fruit is not in question. And then when we rise up to speak on his behalf, we are deceived. So this is where I bring up Sister Victoria, who Perhaps I shouldn't say sister too. When someone departs, I got to build this up, Mother Jennifer. She called last week's show. I didn't even speak her name. Because, for one, I didn't know your heart. I didn't know what you were doing or saying behind the scenes. And I was not going to embarrass you or cause any sort of offense that would keep you away. And maybe she's not even listening, so I'm not talking to her anyway. I'm trying to gain someone else through the deception of Satan's tools. Next, when we hang up, we move on. And now I'm thinking in my mind, like, I'm being led. I'm digging into an old email. This is last week's show. I'm going back into, like, September, months ago email that I've never even read, trying to dig while another sister called on the show. This is the story from my perspective, okay? This is the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. I'm being led to go find an email from a sister who has forsaken us and find it and read it. So I pull it up, I read it. Now, mind you, I know that a sister has departed from us or separated from us, and her apology was very vague and very shallow on the show. That's all I know. I'm not going to throw salt on anybody. I even said on the show, you have your own battle to fight to even try to make it back. You were told that you were supposed to stay away for 6 months. Okay? What happened was, week after week after week, there was no accountability. You didn't come to service. I'm going to tell you first and forehand right now, Ashley Bell and All Saints on Straightway Tennessee, we don't want you to come if you can't be accountable. Grandma Barb, can you come here, please? Yes, Grandma Barb has no clue what I was even going to ask her. I mean this. We live this thing. Grandma Barb, if you are team picking sisters or women to pray with you, fast with you, live with you, and yearn for the Father and His holiness, would you want somebody who couldn't make it to service?
No, ma'am, I would not. That's the first and front line shows whether you really, really want to have fellowship and you want to be with us.
Hallelujah. So it's not just Pastor Dow.
No, ma'am.
It's
no, ma'am.
My mind. It's your mind.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Thank
yes, ma'am.
You so much. How long have you been with Pastor Dow?
17 years here on the land and about a little over 20, about 21 years.
21, almost 21 years. Now, the thing is, and when you start to talk from the perspective, Mother Jennifer, that you know, you share an opinion with Pastor, the attack against him is so strong that it's going to come at you as if you are controlled by him, right? But you're hearing from me and from her. It is our own even personal opinion that I don't want you on my team. If we're playing dodgeball, I ain't picking you. If we're praying, I ain't calling you, right? Because you can't even make it to service. You can't even be accountable to show up on time. That's first problem number one. And nobody is saying anything because we let Yah have his perfect work. Mother Jennifer.
You know, Sister Ashley, about the people who say that we are being controlled or, you know, that we are brainwashed or whatever the accusations are. I just want to say that, you know, those accusations will never go away. And so those are things that you get used to. You have to have resolved in your mind that this is the way, this is the truth. I am not departing. You have to have your mind made up because people are going to continue to speak against it. They're going to continue to tell you that, oh, you're going the wrong way. You're believing the wrong thing. And when you look at their lives, they're not living anything at all. They're not living anything. When you look at the lives of Straightway, you know, and what is being taught by Straightway, you see exactly what is coming from the book. But when you look at the people who are bringing these accusations, if you really compared their life to the book, it does not line up. And that's the first red flag, really. You know, that's a red flag that should pop up so fast that everything else doesn't even matter from there. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. In my heart of hearts, and this is the truth, I hope y'all watched the movie The Last Night. If you haven't caught it yet, Pastor just put that, you know, mandate that, hey, if you could commit to this, you would watch The Last Night as well as two other movies. But this week was Last Night, right? For me, that's one of my chief top movies. I heard it from Pastor years ago. I watched it from Pastor. And those of us who watch it, we all agree, right?
Yeah.
Top charts. Why does it go to the top charts? We're a people that are trying to produce honor. We're also a people that sees and recognizes honor, okay? And we know that that is the ways of the Most High Yah, that you would get. What did he come to do when he was beaten, spit on, and looked down upon, and he was comely, and nobody cared, right? He was honorable beyond measure, in full measure. And so in my heart of hearts, the last night has always been something that I would love to see Israel manifest. Do you know how our king could move? And his spirit can move amongst us if we walked in that kind of honor. Okay, second thing. Last time that I saw the man that called himself Pastor, Pastor Fox, that we only honored with that title because he placed it upon himself, and we only honored him because our men honored him, this is the truth. He had a close relationship or a friendly relationship with my husband, his wife, and I went to him making a point to run to him when he was getting into his car, and I stuck my hand out and said, I wanted to thank you for everything that you've taught me with defense, okay? Now, mind you, he's coming from a military background, and he had a lot of things that he could teach with defense. And he shook my hand, and I said, you do know this will be the last time I see you. And it kind of took him back a little bit. And I said, Yah speed. Because we are not oblivious here. We are not stupid here. I had a brother, he was over at our house. He was talking to my husband and I. And he was saying, man, even myself, years ago, this was years ago, when I first came to Strayway, I literally thought they were off-grid, some sort of Amish, docile country, illiterate even, people, right? Because, right, Chef? How many of each of you might belittle us as a people because how we live or how we communicate or how we don't live or how we don't communicate, whatever it is, the you know, the mind that is very critical and judgmental of us, when you come, you have no idea what we see. You have no idea. And we constantly manifest the humility of Christ to pour forth his love upon you, to draw you in. Now, everybody, they don't do that. Some seek to offend you and to take you out. But let's jump back to Isaiah 46. Remember this and show yourselves, he says. Bring it to your mind. Oh, you transgressors. I want you to think about this. I want you to show yourself this. Isaiah 46, 8. You transgressors, remember the former things of old. I am God. There is no one else. I am God. There is none like me. Declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. He says, my counsel shall stand and I will do my pleasure. And some of us, the remnant, know that Yah is going to do his pleasure. And we stay away from it. We don't jump into judgment. We don't jump into criticism. We don't jump on the phone and make phone calls trying to get people on our team. I'm standing in Walmart parking lot this week with Victoria. I personally asked Mother Carol, could I travel with her to see Victoria? Now, like I said, y'all know my spirit. Some of y'all know my spirit, all accusations aside. I kept integrity last week. I didn't even say her name. But I want to hear out of your mouth what the issue is, right? Because stop doing it behind the scenes and stop causing riffraff and making these calls for the nonsense that you're doing. I would put me, Mother Carol, and Diane's relationship with y'all, I put money on it while I'm standing at you in your sin. And you will look at me and Diane and Mother Carol in the Walmart parking lot and say the fluff that you said. I'm not talking to her, y'all. I'm talking to you. I'm saying that in this very message in Offended 6/27/2020, she's sitting right here. When I typed in Offended this week to go back and check out this message, I was in awe that I heard her voice. That's not what I was even listening for. She sat right here amongst us. Okay. So now I'm saying, she's saying we're deceived. This is where we stand. To everyone who's still in communication with her, I'm not even giving you instruction. I'm a woman. I belong to Deacon Bell's home. I'm going to tell you what I do. I need to hear from you. I said to her, you are staying away from Straightway Ministry because you believe we are deceived. Is that correct? Yes. You are staying away from Pastor Dow because you believe he is deceived by Satan, correct? Correct. Boom. Takes another hit. The man that I told y'all about, you're pretending for a moment not to know him, takes another hit, takes another blow, right? Suffers a little more, gets another stab, another wound, another stone. And we don't see ourselves as the people that can either mend him, lift him up, pray for him, intercede for him, or throw stones our own self, you know, with our own thoughts. I've always wanted the Last Knight's heart. I've always wanted that one. Ever since I've seen that movie, I applied it straight to me, my husband, and my shepherd. Because if I can honor those two, I can honor each of you. Right? So she's calling us deceived. I'm calling you a transgressor. And if I had a lot more time in that parking lot, there would have been a lot more said. We kept our integrity. She kept her integrity. Whatever that is. Because I know once you leave somewhere like this, my sisters who are listening, you are very emotionally attached to each other. You have built bonds and relationships and friendships. And she says out of her mouth, Mother Jennifer, do you know how many brothers I tried to call? You know how many brothers you tried to call to say what? To open up the eyes of the assembly that's all under some great strong delusion? Yah is using the snare that you're in to take out the same kind of people. Silly women laden with sins. Bundling them up. Doing it time and time again by the foolishness of preaching. Mother Jennifer.
This is why it's very important when you hear accusations in your head against the ministry, against the leadership, against the man of Yah, you have to deal with it. Because if you don't, you'll have someone come along with an offense in their heart. So we're talking about Victoria now. And if she's saying, do you know how many men I've tried to reach out to, how many brothers I've tried to reach out to, then how many women do you think she's actually reached out to? And you have to have in your heart the integrity to know that, okay, if she called me, I'm not answering the phone. Because to me, there's nothing that needs to be said to me. I don't have to convince you about my covenant with the Most High. I don't have to convince you about my commitment to Straightway, to the man of Yah. I don't have to convince you of that at all. And you have to have a resolve in your heart that it does not matter what the opinion is of someone else who's looking on the outside. You don't want to end up like that. Women are not strong enough to stand in that seat, or to sit in that seat. Women are just not strong enough, and that's what you have to know and you have to understand. This is why we need to let leadership handle these matters. So, again, in our home, in our house, one of my sister wives received a phone call from Victoria, but she did not answer the phone. Immediately, she looked at the phone, and she looked at me, and she said, why is she calling me? And she put the phone down. And she didn't even answer. So, you know, where's the resolve in our hearts to really separate? When we hear that someone is no longer a part of the ministry, or it's up in the air, or you have no idea what's going on, where's the resolve in our heart to just let leadership handle it? You know, why are we so quick to jump on the phone with someone to hear their side? Again, women are not strong enough to hear everyone's side. I honestly don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear why you're contrary. I don't want to hear the offenses that you have against the ministry. I just don't. Sister Ashley?
Because love covers a multitude of sins. Perchance you were a part of us, and you do see anyone caught up in sin. Where's your love? Where is your commitment that you would rather endure with the saints to enjoy pleasure of sin for a season? Where's it at? But Jeremiah 45:3 says, woe is me. Why do you say that, Jeremiah? Why do you say woe? You know how much passion and sorrow is in that statement? Woe is me? We ain't just tossing words out to the wind. He's on his face feeling sorrow that America's never felt, saying, for y'all have added grief to my sorrow, and I faint in my sighing, and I find no rest. This is the type of life a man of Yah walks in. This is the type of life I have. Full of sorrow. Jeremiah also says, the word of the Most High Yah came unto me and said, go and cry into the ears of the people. Well, Jeremiah, what you going to go cry for? What you going to go shout for? What you going to go say? Every man's doing what's right in his own eyes, and the moment you rise up, Jeremiah, guess what? We're going to condemn your ass, and we're going to throw the first stone. But we're going to look into your life, because your house ain't got shit together. But we're going to see your flesh and judge you and every part about you, and we ain't going to be able to hear Yah. Oh, when you go and you cry to him, I want you to say, thus saith Yah, I remember you. Who are you remembering, Yah? He says, I remember the kindness of your youth and the love of your espousal. You know, the day I brought you in when it was all good and all romance, when you went after me in the wilderness, Jeremiah 2:2, when you went after me in the wilderness, but he also says in verse 3, Israel was holiness unto Yah and the first fruits of my increase. And all that devour him shall offend. Man, everybody that devours you is going to offend me. I'm going to take up for you. I'm your first love. This is what I'm going to do for you as a creator and a father. Evil is going to come on them, verse 3, says Yah. But hear the word of Yah, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith Yah, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone from me? And that they walk after vanity. What did they find? What's the problem? What are you looking for? You come to a place where your sin and your iniquity is called out. Mine is too. Jennifer's is too. Tammy, what about you? Yes. Gosh damn it. Grandma Barb, how about you? 21 years of it. The endurance of a lifetime. Nose to the grind. Knees down. Don't stand up. For what? He'll crush you back down. Yes. The strong survive here. So, yes, look upon us as we are deceived. I have no anger. I have absolutely no hard feelings. Matter of fact, it's only the manifestation of love that could even produce conversation like this to try to even reach. Because you've gone back into the world. What does 2 Peter say? That the Most High Yah knows how to deliver the godly out of all temptations. It wouldn't matter what some man or woman says. The Most High Yah himself will reach you. And he will reserve the unjust into the day of judgment to be punished. And those that walk after the flesh in the lust of their uncleanness and despise governments and authority, they're presumptuous, they're self-willed, they're not afraid to speak evil of all dignities. Who is a dignity amongst us? We don't got the type of honor the last night. We don't got the type of honor to exalt someone. Because the moment they get exalted in Yah, you crush them. And you say you ain't shit, and you throw a stone, and you peer into their life and tear them down. Ain't nobody deserve to be above me. That's the pride. But Peter says, Paul says, Mother Jennifer, the natural brute beast. Can you imagine a beast? Wow, sent out to devour, literally taking and destroy, speaking evil of things that they don't understand, not even living half of what we live and perishing in their own corruption while you walk away calling me deceived. You call Mother Carol deceived and Granny Diane deceived, all the straightway deceived, but you don't got the balls to say it when you call up all the women you call and you spit venom in their ears. Do you know that as a deliverance worker, my sisters and those who are listening to me, and I mean this with all my soul, I have cast out the venom of serpents lying in the belly of women who listen to this? Don't worry, I'll bring one of them on. So I will bring a strong one on who can testify that, yes, I had venom cast out of me from the words that I had deposited into my ears. But see, back to Peter. We got eyes full of adultery, can't cease from sin. We beguile unstable souls. Nobody believes they're unstable. Absolutely not. That's why we pick up the text and the phones. You believe you can make it through anything. But the heart is exercised with covetous practices. You believe that the emotional tie that you have will draw somebody back to the faith when the man of Yah himself can't even draw her. And the Most High Yah is trying to deliver the godly out of temptations and she can't be drawn. I'm not talking about her. This is nothing that I would not have not said in front of her. I said to her, where does your soul stand? How are you? What are you doing apart from the people? She calls it rotten fruit. But she says it in the lusciousness and the kindness of her own voice. And she knows, those serpents know exactly who's offended at Pastor Dow. And they're going to call you. And I don't even mind it because I'm not picking you on my dodgeball team either. These are wells without water, clouds. No rain, no living water. Well, you promised liberty. Man, come on, sis. We got to get together. We got to call this thing out here. And we got to take this to the high ups. Come on, Mother Jennifer, me and you, man. Let's take our words, boy. They got power. I seen them do it. I heard it myself. She says she ain't never vexed nobody. You ain't never vexed nobody. Tammy, did she vex you?
Yes.
Yes. All the trips to my house to complain about Dad Dow who was laying on his deathbed? Woe unto you. A man is going to his grave and you murmur, oh my God, I wouldn't want what you got on you. A man going to his grave that laid down his life for the Messiah, who's caught up in the pain and the disease that's taking his body to go be with the Father. And you complain relentlessly. I saw you myself at pastor's door. No one called that out. Why? Because we cover a multitude of sins. And then we bear with you, and we love you, and we endure you. You came to my house 1 mile away, knocking on my door with tears in your eyes, so bound by your pain at every man that's ever hurt you. And your opportunity to come here? Don't worry. I'm not talking to Victoria. I'm talking to so many of you that are ensnared with the lies and the deception that Satan speaks to you about our servant and man of Yah. He don't need me to back him up, but you must repent for your thoughts. How can we go higher? How can you have the honor that says I will die with you? Pastor has said it with tears in his eyes, and I choke up when I tell it. Who is going to pick me up when I fall?
Come on.
You're going to step on me.
Come on.
Yeah, we would, Pastor, and I'm sorry. But you know what, Mother Jennifer, I'm sorry, I'm fired up. I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to you. And you know why I'm playing this song? Because Pastor Fox, go on. Couple people, it's not even about saying names. Y'all heard my name in the open?
Yeah.
You seen me take it?
Come on.
Don't tell me I don't know what ostracized feels like. Get the hell out of my face with all your excuses. Your strength is small. And no, I did not plan on getting fired up, but I don't mind the fire either. I'm going to this song. This, watch this. This right here, Mother Jennifer, moves my soul because this is the type of Yah I believe in. This is called Send in the Fire. And Elijah said that I've had enough, and I'm tired of you messing with Yah's holy stuff. So let's build an altar. Let's prepare a sacrifice. We're going to see who's Yah. We're going to see who's the Christ. And the Yah who answers by fire, let him be Yah. And this is what we're talking about with Yah Key, too. Like, hold on, Bell. Hold on, Bell. Come on, Bell. We got Elijah rising up and all hell breaking loose.
Come on.
Here we go. Let's hear it. Let's praise our Yah.
There was an old prophet who dared to take a stand for the prophets of Baal, desecrated their land, sleeping with the enemy, while falling to idolatry.
Hallelujah. Send in the fire. Mother Jennifer, give me some thoughts while we were on break.
Hallelujah. Sister Ashley, I want to say that, you know, to label the man of Yah as having rotten fruit, and to think that you are in a position that is higher than the man of Yah, that's above the man of Yah, it's such a very dangerous situation. It's a dangerous mindset. And I have seen, you know, this level of offense over the years. And I will say this, that spirit, in my experience, Yah deals with it every time. I see straightway take it patiently. I see straightway sit back and they let Yah fight their battles. And Yah always deals with that spirit every single time. And I will say from my observation, he does a swift work, a very swift work. He knows how to clean a house. And if you are connected with anyone harboring offense, then you have to really get your heart right and acknowledge the offense, confess the offense, repent of the offense that you have, go to everyone whose ear that you've spit in, confess that you've lied. It's not good enough to just ask for forgiveness and, you know, think that everything is all good. You have to take measures to correct the damage that you've done, you know, the damage by allowing your venom to go into someone's heart and them hearing your offenses and the trash that you've allowed to enter into their hearts. So it's not as simple as, you know, saying I'm sorry and moving forward. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Isaiah 53, and we're going to do it. I'm listening to Teacher Shane on How Do You Repay Faithfulness, a small clip by Elder Rufus, October 31st. Y'all know Elder Rufus was here last Shabbat. We're going to hear about our Messiah for a minute, but this time, no matter how many times, Isaiah 53 is my favorite chapter. And no matter how many times you've heard it, please listen to it differently. Because just for a moment, get self out of it. Get everything that you believe you've ever been bruised for and every sorrow you've ever had and every acquainted grief that you've ever had and just think about this man for a moment, right? And let's hear Isaiah 53. Now, you're going to hear tears in the background and you're going to hear some crying, not just from Elder but from the people. And remember when pause. Thank you, Father. Bring your stuff back to my mind. It's very important to say. One of the what discernment will teach you is that you hear what the lips are saying, but you hear the heart. And Victoria's lips are saying one thing, maybe even to the phone. I have no idea who she's calling. I have no idea who she's connecting with. I don't even know how many she said out of her own mouth. Do you know how many brothers that I called to deal with this? Right, so she said she's reaching out. I don't know who she did reach out to. She's expecting that the word be manifest in her life, and she is saying that it was not. That she has an alt. She did it the right way. She went to an elder, etc. Details don't even matter. But what I'm saying is she's trying to use the word. That's what people do. That's what spirits do. Because the word is the word. That is true. But if you apply it in dishonor or out of season or in deceit, not going to be meet back to you. And so she didn't get what she wanted out of the communication. Now, mind you, if you know anything about reading people or their spirits, you could tell she was on her way out a long time ago. I knew Victoria was on her way out way before she knew, because you know the pattern. Now, mind you, so the communication to you is the word. The communication to you is that she's carrying out the word and that it's not being meet back. Spirits are going to say to you the truth and unrighteousness. You know how much truth I can spit to you that ain't in unrighteous, that's in unrighteousness, I should say, that would snare your soul? You know how much self-control it takes the man of Yah to continually hold back everything that he is aware of to still minister to love to you, to gain you? That's all of us. After what you just did the night before, what you just did that week,
or what you're doing behind the scenes. We got an email apology from a woman who committed adultery. Don't tell me sins aren't being committed. He is continually committed to being a shepherd and drawing you, not calling you out. But we are so hell-bent and driven on calling out any fault that we may find and not producing the nature that he manifests in front of us. So here we go, Isaiah 53.
And as a root out of a dry ground, he has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him.
Oh, hallelujah.
He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
Pause. He was despised and rejected. Is not the man of Yah despised and rejected? Yes. Is he a man of great sorrow? Yes. It doesn't matter what you feel about him. It doesn't matter what you see. Mother Carol's saying, our mother of Israel, our first honorable, elegant, and holy, by the way, is in front of you telling you Miriam. And you ain't hearing it. You're behaving as Miriam. You ain't hearing it. But we're deceived. What do you think Miriam on earth was manifest like back then, people? We are the people of the book, right? It's manifest exactly like today. What's Korah, Dathan, and Abiram manifest like today? Today, today, today. It's not a fairy tale anymore. Is he acquainted with grief? Yes, I'm not talking about your grief right now. I'm not talking about your sorrows right now. I can do a show on my sorrow. You ain't going to hear it. We hid our faces from him, Mother Jennifer. The Messiah, how we hide our face from him? Because we don't receive him like that. There's got to be something wrong with that man. When he walked on earth, something, believe me, was wrong with him. Why? Because he wasn't no man that was comely, didn't have no beauty. He bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken and smitten of God. Guess what? It's like, man, when somebody takes a strike from the Most High Yah, because he loves them and has favor on them, you see that he's afflicted and stricken and smitten by the Most High and mocked. That's what we do because we're immature. We don't understand the favor of the Most High Yah. You don't understand the stripes of the Most High Yah. You can't stand the authority of your home and your community taking a strike from the Most High Yah. You look down on him. That's what you do. That's that verse right there. We did esteem him stricken. Ha! Look at him. That's that verse coming alive. He was wounded for our transgressions. The audio is not too loud, so I'm going to read it. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Can you be wounded for just a moment, Victoria? Just a moment. I want you to be wounded for a transgression that you believe that you can cover up, right? Can you be wounded? Sit down, shut up. Can you do that, woman? Okay. Bruised for iniquity. Can you be bruised for just a minute? You're joining the people of the Most High Yah. What'd you come to do? Have a hoedown? You coming to be bruised. Oh, okay, well, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Do you know that by your sin, mine, Tammy's, Grandma Barb's, Nadia, Cheyenne, Chef, everybody in here and everybody listens to my voice, by our sin placed upon him, he received chastisement in the flesh? Do you think there was any pleasure in his flesh? Never, never did the Messiah enjoy the flesh journey. Never. He was wounded for our transgressions so that we might what? It says that it was laid on him, the iniquity of us all. My God, Jesus, thank you for doing it because you know why? That is the only reason that I'm even able to have peace. I wouldn't have it. It says that he was oppressed. Why? For me. He was afflicted for you. Yet he opened not his mouth. But you want to run, tell it? You going to run, tell it. Isaiah 53:7, he was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, yet he opened not his mouth, yet he opened not his mouth. Stand up and testify that, Victoria. You were oppressed, you were afflicted, you said you were vexed on the Sabbath, so you stopped coming. I'm telling it all. Because this is what you won't say on the phone, or perhaps maybe you did say it on the phone. I'm not talking to Victoria. And mind you, y'all don't know the other side of Ashley and how much love and compassion I would have if I even saw her.
Right.
This is a completely different manifestation. This has nothing to do with the flesh. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before the shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He didn't say a word. He made his grave with the wicked. He had done no violence, and neither was there any deceit in his mouth at all. Any deceit in his mouth at all. And what was the verse that I read earlier that says, there's no God like him. He's going to do it. He's going to do his will his way. And guess what? He's going to do his pleasure. And if it pleases the Most High Yah to set Pastor Charles down in front of us, and you're going to sit down. He says, my counsel shall stand. You have no assembly. You have no voice. You have no pastorship. My goodness. That some of the things, that's why Mother Carol can say Miriam. I see some of this is in the spirit. It's brewing in the assembly right now. You don't think the leaders don't see it? I see it. It's brewing. Let it brew, Father. Take it out. It shows up every Sabbath. I'm tired of the spirit. I'm talking about it.
Right.
Jesus.
Let's go,
and Mother Jennifer, let's go to you. Hallelujah, Mother Jennifer. Talk to us. Bring a balance.
Sister Ashley, I think, you know, the main thing that really stands out, and it should stand out to us as women, is that he opened not his mouth. You know, that statement is so strong. That should really stand out. Now, remember Pastor saying, many of you won't even suffer yourselves to be defrauded. You know, women have this spirit in them where they want to be viewed as right all the time. You know, it's so much pride. You want to be viewed as right. Even when you know you're wrong, you still don't want to admit you're wrong. But yet he opened not his mouth. But how many of us really focus on that part? You know, especially if you know that something in your heart is not right and you know that you have wickedness brewing in your heart, you are not in a position to open your mouth. That is the worst time to go speaking to anyone else. So you really need to close your mouth and get with Yah, get on your knees and meditate on the righteousness of Yah. Get the deliverance that you need before you have to go back and correct something, before you end up talking yourself out of the faith, talking yourself out of covenant. So he opened not his mouth. You have to really focus on that. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. I'm always amazed. You know, my husband has said it before. Everyone assumes themselves to be led by the Spirit of Yah and that the Spirit of Yah is ministering to you, right? Everyone will say, yes, he's doing this, he's doing that. I'm hearing him, he's doing this, he's doing that. But he says, Deacon Bill, how many believe that the Holy Spirit is talking about them to someone else? How many believe that the Holy Spirit is guiding someone else to deal with you? That's how he works. Habakkuk says, oh, Most High, how long am I going to cry? And you're not going to hear me. I'm going to cry out of all this violence, all these things going on around me. Man, a weeping and a howl is coming. We ain't seen nothing, man. He says, why are you showing me iniquity and causing me to behold grievances? That's part of it. High five, team. That's you coming into the way, ain't you? You're going to behold grievances. I'm not belittling it. It will knock you to your face. But it says here, your law is slack, and your judgment never goes forth. That was the cry of Habakkuk in this day. For the wicked compass and surround the righteous. Right? Therefore, wrong judgment proceeds. Wrong judgment proceeds. So we really got a bail situation here, don't we? I say you're wrong and you're in transgression. You say I'm wrong, I'm in deception. I say judgment's going forth. You say judgment ain't going forth. I say you were done justly. You say you were done falsely. I say the leaders know what they're doing. You say, no, they don't.
No one handled me with the word that I'm living by all by myself. What pastor saying the very first message that I played tonight offended. His very first comment, some of you uproot your whole family, move here. You leave all that you have. You better be careful when you pack your bags. You better consider and count the cost. Habakkuk says, behold, you are among the heathen. I want you to regard and wonder marvelously. Like literally, look out. Behold, you are among the heathen. Regard this. He says, I will work a work in your day, which you will not believe, even though it be told to you. We got a lot of that in Israel. A lot of stuff told to us. Y'all believe it's just, hey, words in the wind, huh? Just coming from a show here, a woman there, a man here, a blog talk here, there, just words in the wind. Okay. If you ain't knees and nose to the grind right now, I can't help you. Because guess what? A bitter and hasty nation rose up and marched through their land called the Chaldeans. It was terrible. It was dreadful. They brought judgment, and everyone of dignity in Chaldeans did not care at all about the people. They brought horses that the word says were swifter than leopards. They brought horses that were more fierce than the wolves. Yah says, if you can't run right now, Israel, with the footmen, you are not going to be able to run with the horsemen. You can't stand with me now. You can't endure me now. You can't cover a multitude of sin on your knees. He warned and said, they come in full of violence, and they will gather captive all of you as the sand of the sea. They will literally mock and laugh at your king and your priest. Your arrogance and your pride and everything you think you are is going to be brought down to the dust. It happened time and time again. Habakkuk said, are you not from everlasting? Are you not an almighty holy one? Please, we shall not die. Please, please, you ordain them for judgment, but please establish them also for correction. And he says, man, you're too pure, Yah, to behold evil, and you can't look on iniquity. Man, deception is so thick right now because we're in the end days anyway, that if you don't niche yourself in a strong foundation, I mean, this thing is getting so narrow, it's the eye of a needle. You better look to the left and to the right, and the fruit of the people to your left and right, that's who you represent. So don't be deceived even by your own fruit. When I'm telling you, standing in Walmart parking lot, I will lay my relationship with Yah, Mother Carol's, and Diane Becker's on the line, money down, right now. Call on your God, and we will call on ours. That's the type. That's how I believe. But guess what? I'm a woman. I tame myself all the time. I tame y'all's spirit in me all the time. So don't tell me I don't know about hushing either. Man, he made men like the fish of the sea in captivity and literally swept them up by nets and cast iron shackles on them. And you're going to go your own way? You're going to go your own way? And it's a scary thing to receive a call from a viper like that. This is a scary thing. You text me the moment you got called out in assembly. You vexed so much on the Sabbath day. Don't worry. She done chimed out an hour ago. She can't sit through something like this. She was never here. Or was never here. Don't worry. Somebody will tell her about it. That's how we do.
That's it right there.
That's the disunity we have.
That's it right there. That's the key.
That's the key. And I don't mind it. I don't mind. I don't fear. I'm ready to die for what I believe in. Test the bow. Stamp it. I am willing to bind myself to the righteous. I'm so serious, Mother Jennifer. You willing to bind yourself to the righteous? So willing that you're able to be sharpened by a bunch of people under one roof?
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. Absolutely.
Talk to her.
And I wanted to say, you know, earlier you played that clip, and Pastor, you know, the excuse that he was given is, you know, someone separated themselves because they said they were healing. There's no healing that will take place apart from the people of Yah. There is no way that you're going to grow, be sharpened, or heal when you are separated from the people of Yah. And a red flag, when you know that the enemy is ministering to your heart, is when he tries to get you to separate yourself and isolate. yourself from the people, when he's trying to convince you, you know, or you're convincing your own mind that you're not going to fellowship with the saints. You know, I don't want to fellowship with the saints. You know, I'm just not going to go this week. That's a red flag. It really is, especially if you've packed yourself up and you've moved all this way to be with Yah's people, and then all of a sudden they're not Yah's people. You know, that is a red flag when you stop wanting to fellowship and you forsake assembly. Sister Ashley?
The word says that the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips. The wicked is snared by the transgression of your own lips. And we got to really test everything that's even inside of us. Like, we just let way too much go by. And at the most inopportune time, which is for the most of you, daily, something comes out that shouldn't come out. And we think that we're going to be judged righteously when he returns. I don't understand the delusion. If we can't control our mouth, and out of the abundance of our heart, it speaks. If you can't tame it, and you constantly got drama and contention, some of you come against me so hard in the spirit, lay so much on me, you don't even know the half. You don't know the half. So don't tell me that I can't bear a small measure of what the men even what they even do. It's like being, this show is like being thrown to the wolves, literally. Mother Jennifer, true?
Yes, ma'am. Sister Ashley, it is. You know, you're the messenger, and you become the enemy from delivering a message that is just not popular amongst those who don't want to hear it. Sister
Very
Ashley.
Good. And, you know, King David said he spent his whole life with grief, and his eyes was consumed with it. Man, I got so much pity for our leaders. That's why I exalt them. I don't exalt them because I'm brainwashed. I'm not that type of person anyway. They're very deserving because behind the scenes and in the heart of man, you know, you see the exterior and you see the flesh and the life looks lush and plush and good, right? Get a few vacations, you know, get a little nice car while you got the Humpty. I understand. But guess what? On the inside of that man's soul, Yah deals with him so much. It's such a fine tune. You ever played Operation?
Yeah.
You ever play Operation? You go in real gentle with them little tweezers, man, and you nick the wrong thing. Man, shakes run out all through you. I'm telling you, y'all is like that. And what about, I mean, fathers, mothers understand, not to the extent that fathers do, but fathers are grieved by sons who are foolish. Man is grieved by laboring for his family continually, and all his days are sorrow, and his travail is grief, and his heart doesn't rest at night. Can't gain enough, can't get enough. All life is vanity, right?
That's it.
Isaiah said he fainted with sighing. He found absolutely no rest. We're talking about that kind of life. Jeremiah said, woe unto me. But we got to go here. Where is it? Help me out, Jesus, to find it. Mother Jennifer, say something for a minute while I look up a verse.
Yes, ma'am. Sister Ashley, I want to say to the daughters of Zion that it's very important when you are hearing the word, when you're hearing messages, it's so easy to look at everyone that's around you. It's so easy to look at to your right and to your left. But how many actually look at their own hearts? You know, how many actually hear the message for themselves and say, you know, yeah, I know you're talking to me. I know this is for me. So, again, every message is for you. You know, Pastor always says, I'm right until I get to you. And like Sister Ashley said, we've got the clip where you could hear Pastor talking about offenses, and Victoria is agreeing in the audience about offenses. And I wonder if that day, if she even asked herself, you know, do I have offenses in my heart that I haven't dealt with? Because we deceive ourselves. I think we skip over that so much, that we deceive ourselves because we believe that our heart is pure and innocent, but the heart is wicked and deceitful. And, you know, it's very important when you're hearing the word, when you're hearing the message, you have to examine yourself and you have to go to Yah and believe that he is going to bring everything out, and be ready to receive what he shows you. Because a lot of things you've prayed, and when he shows you, you're thinking that someone is attacking you, but he's just answering your prayer, and he's showing you the offense that you have in your heart that you have not dealt with. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. This was my verse, Jeremiah 10:19 says, woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous. Wait, here we go. Let's go toe-to-toe. Let's go toe-to-toe. I'm talking to any spirit that's like the one in Victoria. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous. But I said, Jeremiah said, truly this is a grief, but I must bear it. I must bear it. I must bear it. I must bear it. No, I got to go. I'm hurt. I got to go. I'm watching something that ain't right. I'm hearing something that ain't right. I got to go. Can't be disquieted, you know. Can't pray. Can't wait. Can't endure. Can't believe. Your foundation was small. Sinking sand. When the wind blow to and fro, you went away with it. It's the kingdom all day, y'all. And then once again, like when you speak this way, when I speak this way, when any of us speak this way, that comes, it's very hard for someone to hear this if you're on her side, if you're closer to her than you are the word. If she said a lot of things in you, you got all that coming up. That's what offense does. You got everything that she said to you coming up inside of you that's going against what we're saying, because we're not right. We're not right for calling her out. We're not right for calling her name. Wait a second. All this dirt, what does the word say? Everything done in secret will be brought into light? All these things you was doing behind the scenes, and you offended that you was called out in the open on something when you continually made a repetitious pattern not to come. And then I said, did you not notice his pattern of saying, where are the people who was supposed to be here? Never saying no names week after week. Oh, I didn't hear that. Why didn't you hear that? Because your spirit was vexed. No. You've been giving them strong delusion. But I got a grief too. I got a hurt too. I got a wound too. I got a sorrow too. And everybody in this room does. And everybody in this ministry does. Well, I'm going to bear it. That's the difference between me and you. And guess what y'all can do when you bear your own? Then you can bear your brother's burden too. You bear your sister's burden too. You can cover up somebody else's transgression, somebody else's sin by love. But that's what Christ did. Christ put it all on his back and took a strike. He took a hit for you. You over here doing wrong and he took it. He didn't say nothing. Wow. My. But I'm going to bear it. That's what Jeremiah said. I'm going to bear it. But guess what? I'm going to go back to love for just a second. Mother Jennifer, because there's a strength to endurance, and there's a strength to waiting, you know, that yields great fruit. It really does. It's like, consider going up a mountain. How much easier is it to fight at the bottom than when you start going up and you start getting dizzy because there's less oxygen, disillusioned? Have you ever ran a mountain or changed, incline, went up into elevation? You know the difference, you know? And that's literally what this entire journey is like. And everything that you take upon yourself, every hit that you bear or every stripe you take it for your own sin. You know? Take it for yourself. And when we go up together, when we go higher and we lose all the riffraff, you just remember that you were rooted and grounded in the foundation of the love of the Messiah, that the man that you believed had Yah's voice from day one will have it. And let me tell you, the way that I see him live and how he manifests his love, right, I could pick something. I'd be like, let's see, we probably don't agree about food at all. Maybe his wall is not the color I would want. Mother, I like my color better. Whatever it is, we can tit for tat all day in the flesh. That's not what it's about. Because after you see somebody living this thing and you know that he's bearing the wounds and the stripes of a true Israelite, I don't want to cast a stone. And the type of love and honor that I have behind the scenes, that's why you hear it in my voice on the show. That's why you hear Mother Jennifer on the show. It's not about pats on the back and call my name. Matter of fact, please don't. Right? It's really, y'all, it's love. It's what we got one for another. But I am willing to love you, but are you willing to love me? Right? Are you really willing to love Pastor Dale? You know you don't. You know you don't. You sitting there, that's what's bringing all the heaviness on a Sabbath day.
You're sitting there with all that delusion in your mind. You know, be so committed in your mind to endure, to listen, to hear. He's having to press to even speak the word. He's having to press through. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer?
You know, Sister Ashley, I wanted to bring another perspective. We're talking about love. And, you know, Daughters of Zion, you've heard a lot of passion tonight. You've heard a lot of truth. And I want to say this, that some who have left the faith, they will repent and they will be permitted to come back. They will show fruit of repentance. And you are going to have to understand and know how to manifest love in those situations and know what love looks like going forward. So we can be passionate about those who have left. You know, we can have a disdain in our heart for those who hate Yah. But again, if they repent and they are permitted to come back, then you have to know how to manifest love and accept their repentance and how to actually forgive and how to walk out that forgiveness. Sister Ashley?
Absolutely. I had a sister had reached out to me via text, and it literally just said, "What do I do?" And immediately when I read, "What do I do?" I knew, of course, something had occurred, but I don't know what the thing is. So I say, I don't know any details. Right? I'm literally leaving it just as blanket as her. And she says, "My husband's family has been dismissed from the ministry for X amount of time. What do I do?" That is much more humble in her avenue, in her communication, than any form of going behind the scenes just trying to call up everybody. She is asking, literally in meekness, at least you coming to me, so you know I ain't going to put up with anything anyway. I just won't respond like I didn't respond to Victoria the day she texted me. Like, who do you think I am? What do you think I live for? What do you think I represent? You want to go with me? I'll die for you. You don't want to go with me? Then die.
Bye-bye.
And so with this sister, she's asking me what to do, and I said, I sent her right back to her authority, which is what we must have to do. Those of us who are in close unity as sisters, you send them right back to authority. Don't skip authority. Don't do that because you're dishonoring the head. So you send them right back to authority. I sent her back to the authority of her area to ask those questions. But I said, I'm not aware of anything. And I also told her, people are going to respond according to leadership's direction. They are not going to step outside of that, and some people just simply don't know how to communicate or not communicate to you. They don't know what's safe or not. So don't get all rejected when people just don't reply to you and don't respond to you because they're just not aware of even how to handle it. What is the requirement? See, what nation is as good as this that we'd be given these laws? So we have laws that maintain and govern our behavior, right? But we just so choose to do whatever we want. But honestly, there is a core group of us that just live according to those laws. And so I do, and Mother Jennifer does, and some of us who are going to send you right back to, hey, go back to so-and-so, right? Stay under her. Ask her if you're allowed. I don't know the situation. I don't know what happened or anything that occurred, right? It's about gaining you. This is never about woe is you and never return. I got people that leave that I weep for. Literally. This is about gaining. So I'm glad you brought that balance, but every transgression and disobedience receives a just recompense or reward. So I thrust that out into the atmosphere tonight and call forth the word of the Almighty Living Elohim, that every transgression and disobedience receives a just recompense of reward. That's mine or yours. That's Victoria or hers or hers or hers. We shall see, won't we? My sister left the faith who knows how many years ago. I've seen her one time. She looked like she was straight off a rock star concert. What in the world? With your black eyelashes and your fake chest and your sliced jeans and your legs hanging out and your dyed hair because you're going gray and you're holding your vanity? What happened? I walked right by her, acting like I didn't even see her. Because it ain't about, see, this is the difference between some of us and some of y'all. Listen, my sisters, I'm very serious. I don't got to put on any fake and phony. The business is like this. I got a Yah who's watching me everywhere I go. I don't play one thing on during the week or when I'm with somebody and then put on the Sabbath day.
Right.
I'm living this thing. I don't want you welcome in my presence because I know the weakness of my own heart. I open up to you and form a communication and bond with you. You spew into me, and then I am affected. Right? And so I walk right by my own biological sister, like, who? And I'm 6 feet away. She pulled up her car beside of mine in the same, I'm in the same parking lot. We share in the same parking lot. Talk to you for what? And I ain't saying y'all act like this to your sisters. I'm saying this is what I do. My sister lives 9 minutes from here. She left the father and left the faith. Ran her mouth with my mama. I got nothing for you. You know? And these are the type of decisions that this is the last night. This is the last night. This is the type of honor that I'm trying to manifest for my king. This is my family and my tribe. You going to die without honor, really? You going to die hypocritically with a testimony that says I played both sides of the fence? I high-fived my brother and my brother, you know? I stayed 1 foot in the world? Like, come on. I don't want that. I don't want it. Hallelujah. But remember, Shepherd is full of power by the Spirit of Yah and of judgment and of might. And if Yah wants to get a message to him, he'll get it. Move out the way. If Yah want to talk to him about whatsoever you may be burdened by, he'll get it to you. When is a woman going to deliver the message, Miriam? Mother Jennifer.
Sister Ashley, a woman is never in a position to deliver a message above the man of Yah. A woman is never in a position to think the way that Miriam thought, because we see what her reward was. And so you have to make sure that you learn from the lesson, the example that that Yah made out of Miriam. But so many women put themselves in that position and open their mouths. You know, they put themselves in the position to think that they can speak against the man of Yah. And again, even in that situation, you know, Yah, his judgment was swift. So don't think that he's not watching, because he is. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. I'm going to play another clip.
Whoever cares about y'all being offended? Whoever cares about him being offended by you not performing his word? When is it going to be about him and not about you? Huh? Anybody know when? How are we supposed to be dying daily? See what happens when you get offended. I keep telling y'all, many of y'all, you ain't even intelligent enough to carry on a conversation. Are y'all hearing me? Now this family all offended. I hope you stay offended until you get delivered. And you ain't going to get delivered sitting over in damn Tompkinsville in your damn living room. You get delivered when you face your damn demons. When you bring all that pride. You know, what kind of pride is that? Pride that causes you to go run and hide. Huh? Scary pride. That's what you're scary pride. I'm offended. I'm offended. He hurt my feelings. The hell with your damn feelings. Your feelings don't mean shit. All your feelings ever done is got you in trouble. That's all they do. So I'm going to ask you a question. Should we care more about your feelings or care more about the word? Let me get this right. Let me get this right. Let me see. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Well, did I say the word new? So the new creature... Already offended. Already offended? The new creature. Therefore, if any man be in Messiah, he is a new creature. New creature. You see, the reason why the people in the United States of America and this world and their false phony religion get mad at a preacher like me is because I love you enough to tell you the truth, whether you like it or you don't like it. You see, in Christianity, they cater to you. They stroke you on your sorry back and pat you on your head. They try to do everything they can to keep you, and I ain't trying to keep you. I ain't. I always tell y'all, what is the next thing that will get you out of here? That's what we're going to talk on today, too. Offenses. See, about 7, 8 years ago, polygyny got rid of 30% of people. Where they at? You can't even see a resemblance that they even serving y'all anymore. Gone back to the world. Judas.
All right. Next clip.
Y'all make stuff and say, you know what, in your day of calamity come up on you, I'm going to mock you. Meaning you laughed at me, you spurred me. Yeah, you did. You ignored me. You wouldn't serve me. Guess what? Now my time. I'm going to show you what laughing is. I'm going to show you what mocking is. And when you call on me, I will not answer. Anybody ever read this before? Anybody read this before? Anybody ever read this before? But see, that only applies to me. It don't apply to you, though. It applies to Charles or somebody. It don't apply to nobody else. Because y'all good. See, you think y'all good. He's good even when he's jamming somebody. Don't you forget that either. Oh, yeah, he is. He says, let's go weigh this thing. Let's tally this thing up. Let's bring the balances in here. Are my ways unequal or not your ways unequal? Are my ways unjust or not your ways unjust? Even when you come to sit down with y'all and you get into the reasoning business, he says it like this. You come and let us reason together. And you be thinking, good, he's going to invite me to the table. Good, we're about to get a plaque, get an audience with y'all. And you know what? It's a one-way conversation. One way. He's sending, you receiving. And you know what he says? Your sins have separated you from me. The reason is, you wrong, he's right. Though your sins be as scarlet, I am the only one that can make them white as snow. That's what he said. Not me, him. It's based on condition. You know what the condition is? Repent. But see, what you want to do is say a few words and stay the same way you are. You want to keep every bit of you. You want to hold all of you that you're familiar with. Uh-oh. Y'all don't bargain like that. Even when Job was on his rampage, he was asking the father, why are you offended? Father didn't even answer. He let him just run off. Got to the end of it. I know what, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. You should have done that a long, long time ago. But see, when you're in a condition, a certain state of mind, can't nobody reach you. I don't care what truth it is. Can't nobody reach you when you hard-headed as hell.
Next clip.
The first thing Messiah did when he went into the synagogue was scold and rebuke people. First thing he did. All right, let's get it again. Let me see. That's sinner, brother. This is love. This is what y'all call love. Hey, brother. Good to see you, brother. Man, Lord, how's the week going, man? Instead of, what the hell you been doing? Been up to this week? Been cheating yourself? You'll be saying, who in the world is he to settle down and give me the third degree interrogating me like this? My brother's keeping. Oh, don't worry. I'll give him a hug. I'm still going to ask you. Especially if you got a spirit on you like you. What you doing, boy? Look at him, look. But that is, this part you don't call up. You call this superficial feeling. That's what you live by.
He's hugging him, you know, little romance.
See, that crazy? You don't give a damn that the book says open rebuke is better than secret love. You don't care. Oh, they said,
Well,
Shane,
this thing's on
his
last
leg. All right, next one. Don't worry, we're wrapping up. Thanks for enduring and listening.
The Most High Yah uprooted some of y'all from the world. Different parts of the United States of America caused you to move around us other people.
Her hands
now,
are lifted.
Well,
her hands are lifted five rows back.
Oh, well, let me see. What is this? How's this song go? Where he leads me.
Hands lifted high. I'm looking at you, Victoria.
Hold on. He knew when you got here you were going to get rebuked. You were going to get corrected. You were going to get scolded. You are going to be loaded. He know that. Well, I didn't know that they were that kind of people. We didn't know you were that kind of people. Now, the Bible says if you faint in a day of adversity, what does it say? Your strength is what? When the fence comes to your door, that's the day of adversity. That's the purest day of adversity. Now you're gonna get ready for, you get ready to find out how strong you are. Right then and there. Some of you say, man, how many people know that word?
Can y'all hear? Drop. He said, how many of y'all know that phrase, I love you?
That's all it was. It was just a cliche.
Hold on, back it up. Back it up. Here, one more time.
That's the purest day of that verse. Now you're going to get ready to find out how strong you are.
How strong are you?
Right then and there.
Let's see.
Some of you say, how many people know that word, I love you?
Mm-hmm.
You ever said that phrase? You ever said that phrase before? Told a brother, man, I love you. But it was just words, wasn't it? That's all it was. It was just a cliche. That's all it was. There was no meaning, no heart, no nothing behind it. That's all it was. You love, it's like the book says. The book even instructs you and tells you. It's the way of life, right? Love not in words, but in deeds. You got that love and word perfected so much that you go contrary to the book. I wonder who you're trying to deceive, yourself or them. The ones who you say you love to. Who you trying to deceive? Who you trying to pull the wool over their eyes?
Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, thank you for helping me out tonight. I'm going
to
shut this one down. I'm going to end with a beautiful song. And to everyone who's still willing to stay committed, I bless y'all. Just know that Satan is seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. And all of us will have an opportunity to be offended at our shepherd. All of us. Every one of you. Woe unto you when the offense comes. Right? He the man delivering the message, and no one bears the burden like he does. Hallelujah. Thank y'all so much for your time. Bless you, Mother Jennifer, and with some...
Sister Ashley, I think you cut out a little bit. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was asking that you would end with some words, Mother Jennifer, and I'm going to go to a song.
Yes, ma'am. It's very evident that we need a preacher, and it's very evident that we have one in the man of Yah, Pastor Dow. And if you know that you've been led here by the Spirit of Yah, then you know that he is the man of Yah, and you have to have your heart committed that no matter what, you're going to stand. You're not going to be offended. You're not going to be moved, and you're not going to be swayed. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Bless y'all. I know one thing. The Most High is still working on me. It's the goodness of y'all that leads us to repent, right? Be so set in your heart. It don't matter if it's open rebuke. It don't matter which way his love is manifested. It don't even matter if you're done wrong and you're defrauded, right? Take it patiently, for this is godliness. That you will bear, hallelujah, the suffering with the saints. Be so committed. You got to believe that we're the people. If you don't, you're wavering already. right? Let's hit this song, You Still Love Me. Because I know that I know he still loves me. He's still dealing with my conscience. He's still here. And it ain't based on nobody else's relationship with Yah. He's got Pastor in his right place in all of our lives. I keep Pastor right where he's supposed to be to me. He's my shepherd, hey, and my father. But I keep him right where he's supposed to be. I don't let anything move me from that. Okay? Guard your soul with all diligence. Let's hear it. Bless y'all. Shalom. Good night. Good night. Good night. Have a good Sabbath.
And I'm not worthy of your praise. Feeling unworthy of the price you paid for me. Even when I fall, your love paid it all. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it.
Oh,